Welcome to Chat with Women. This is Pam.
Hi, this is Rochelle.
Well, we have a really big show today, and Dr. Leah's in studio, and we're going to talk about heart health and many other things this morning. But when we introduce Dr. Leah, I want everyone to know that they can call in. I think this is one of the things, is we're offering you the opportunity to talk to a doctor if you have a question. And I'll tell you what, I remember when I had my cyst, which I haven't even talked to Dr. Leah about. I had a cyst and on my chest, and I didn't know who to call. So you have an opportunity right now to call. You can talk to Dr. Leah. And so the number is 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. So good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
It's so nice to have you in studio where you can actually answer our questions.
Yeah.
And being a doctor, you have so many things that the knowledge that you can answer quickly. Now, I wanted to talk about who you are, though, because you're a very unusual doctor, and I think there's a lot of naturopathic doctors out there that have gotten into the routine like what you consider the doctors of the past, where they have 15-minute appointments.
Right.
And
right.
Even naturopathic doctors have done that now, or make you wait for an hour in all of those things.
Yeah.
And you, my own experience, and I know Rochelle has experience too, is I had a full hour with you when I brought Andreas in, my grandson. And you took the time to talk to him and talk to me. And that's what's so unique. And I really want to emphasize that Dr. Leah is different than what everyone else out there is. And if you're looking for a doctor who will really listen to you and answer your questions, Dr. Leah is the person.
Thank you.
Dr. Leah, what are we going to talk about today? Heart health, right?
Heart health, but different than you would normally think. I've been on here before talking about cardiology, but specifically cholesterol issues,
right?
Lipids, triglycerides. That's what we think of when we think of heart.
True.
But what about the energy of the heart? What about things that feed the heart, that make it stronger, that give it energy, that help it to sustain itself? I mean, there's drugs that doctors give people with heart failure that make
right.
them make their heart go, mm-hmm. and pacemakers and all those kind of things. But what about the metabolic function of our heart? Those kind of things, you think, what in the world is that?
Yes.
And it's basically, we have metabolic issues in every cell of our body. We have ATP, which is the powerhouse of our cells. It's like the energy, like your heat pump in your house or mm-hmm. your furnace. It's what gives your house heat and energy. ATP is something that's made in the mitochondria of your cell, these little teeny microscopic things that make energy in your cell. You need those in your heart. You need them in every muscle in your body, but your heart is constantly doing stuff. I mean, we don't have to think about our heart pumping, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. But what kind of things give it the energy to keep it going? A lot of people lose these kind of things. They have mitochondrial issues in their bodies. I mean, as we get older, on the cellular level, things don't work as well. So we start to lose the energy on that level. If you start to lose the energy at the cellular level, then it eventually affects other things down the line, the pumping of the heart, the strength of the pumping. You don't breathe as well because your heart pumping is also really important to lung health, and on and on. So I thought I'd talk about a few nutrients that are really good for the heart, for the metabolic function of the heart.
Okay, and let's talk about how we feed this ATP.
Well, ATP, you have it in every cell of your body. I mean,
right.
it's the what they call the powerhouse
okay.
of your cell. Actually, the mitochondria is what makes ATP. So the mitochondria is the factory, and it's making the energy. It's like a power company. You have a power company that has water going through it or whatever it's using to make power, and then you have electricity that's sent out.
Okay.
So ATP, in a sense, is kind of like the electricity that are for our body to run and function.
Okay.
So for the heart, there are cardiologists out there that are really starting to grasp this metabolic cardiology kind of idea that, you know, there's a lot of doctors, medical doctors, that talk about this. I know a medical doctor locally that just loves this kind of stuff. And why put someone on a drug that's going to keep their heart pumping only a couple years later to see them in heart failure?
Right.
You know, because it's
right.
not doing the job that it needs to. Plus, when you feed the heart, you really have to feed the body.
Yes.
So it's about that. The nutrients I'm going to talk about are things that our whole body uses, but they are specific for helping the heart to pump better. When you work out, your muscles work better because of it. And so people think, oh, that's for the muscles. Well, it's for the muscles, but it's because the heart's doing the job.
Well, the heart is a muscle, isn't it?
The heart is a muscle. Mm-hmm. It's a cardiac muscle. Mm-hmm. It's a specific type of muscle. Our muscles in our arms and legs are skeletal muscle, mm-hmm. so they are shaped different. Cardiac muscle has a beat.
Right.
You know, if you took a piece of cardiac muscle and put it on a slide and put an electrical pulse to it, it would beat.
Really?
You know, it would have a beat. You can't do that with skeletal muscle or smooth muscle.
Oh, interesting.
But cardiac muscle is very different in that way. And so there's certain things we need to feed it. And what are they? Destiny?
Yes, what are they? I'm waiting. I have my pencil.
I do too. I've got my pen in hand.
Well, you've heard of xylitol and
sure.
all these different sugars. There
right.
is a sugar called D-ribose.
D-ribose.
It's a type of a sugar, really. But what it does is it rebuilds the cellular energy in the cells of your body, but specifically in the heart. And I wrote these down because there are specific things that they do in specific doses that I wanted to make sure. There's a lot of different doses, but there's some that are specific for heart, some that are...
Okay. Okay, well, I want to back up because this D-ribose.
R-I-B-O-S-E.
Okay.
With a capital D and then a dash.
Okay, so this is a sugar.
It's a type of a sugar. I mean, when you talk about sugar, it's not like something you're going to sweeten your coffee with.
Okay.
You know, it's not that. But when you talk about sugars, there's fructose and
right.
glucose
mm-hmm.
and those kind of things. But this is a type of a metabolic kind of sugar, I guess.
Okay,
it's,
so how do we get it?
And what's it
you
in what form?
You can buy it over the counter, and I usually recommend people getting it in powder form. I think most of the time it is sold in powder form.
Okay. Powder form, and it's at... Any store?
Yeah, I've seen it at, well, I don't know about any store. I mean, most like supplement stores probably carry
okay.
it. Like,
okay.
Super supplements or vitamin shops.
Okay.
And,
right.
I'm sure that Whole Foods and PCC, those kind of places probably carry it as well.
Okay.
There's a little scoop inside, and
right.
depending on the brand you get, it'll say, you know, 2 grams or 2,000 milligrams per scoop, or, you know, it'll tell you how much. Most of the time people need about, I would say, starting with 2 grams, maybe even up to 5 to start with. Some people who are really intense athletes and are really working hard might need 10 to 15 grams.
Now, this is going to help help my heart.
It helps. It actually, what specifically it's doing is it's making ATP
it
in the
making
mitochondria
ATP.
Of the cell.
Okay.
So it's helping that little powerhouse to make more electricity, in a sense, like my analogy. So it helps... make more ATP.
Will you feel any different? You know, let's say somebody that we know, people that have had heart issues
mm-hmm.
or people that don't have heart issues. Can you tell a difference once you take this supplement?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard
you
subtle
can.
Kind of changes,
really?
But I have one woman who, a patient of mine, who said, oh my gosh, I started taking that stuff and I felt like my heart was, she goes, at first I felt like my heart was going to come out of my chest. I'm like, what are you talking about? Was bad?
Really?
And she goes, no, I felt so good. I felt like every muscle in my body. I mean, she had a dramatic effect. She
right.
was going on about how it was just made her feel so amazing. And then she crashed. You know, and then
oh,
she felt
so
good.
You go,
and then
you
she
go,
crashed.
Okay.
But it's, I think for this particular woman, there was mm-hmm. a lot of stuff going on
okay.
with her. The majority of people will notice more sustained energy.
Now, okay. do I put this in my coffee? Do I put this in my tea?
Or on your cereal?
Oh, yeah. I mean, how do I ingest this? Is it pill form?
Well, I put it in my... No, it's powder usually.
Okay.
I put it in my protein shake. You probably can. Just put it
okay.
in a little bit of water and take it.
All right.
As well.
So it sweetens things.
I
no.
get it.
Is there a sweetness
really
to it?
I guess there's a little bit because of the type of shape that
okay.
it is. You know, it's like amino acids. I mean, sometimes
right.
certain amino acids, when they're in powder form, are sweet tasting
all right.
just because the way they are. But this is considered a type of a sugar.
Type of a sugar,
like,
so it's not really going to sweeten my tea.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I would
so,
say maybe just put it in some water.
Okay.
Or
and it's really non-flavored.
per se.
I don't notice
but
a flavor.
But this is going to fuel, this is going to make the ATP, which is the energy for my body,
right.
My heart.
I mean, well, not just, it is for your heart.
Right.
But it's for every cell in your body. It helps to decrease aging.
I mean,
it gives you more energy in your brain and everywhere. I mean, it's
how
something.
How come we haven't heard of this, yes. Dr. Leah? For heaven's sakes, I mean, I've watched a lot of medical shows. Dr. Oz.
Yes, I know, but
I have never heard of this.
I know, but we never heard of vitamin D till Dr. Leah came on.
Well,
so you hear it first.
Things. It's like sometimes I think, oh, that's been out there for a while. But then it's because we've heard of it. As naturopaths, we hear it in conferences or whatever, but it's just not talked about.
We haven't heard of D-ribose and ATP. No.
Oh, well, ATP is, you know, it's one of those biochemical nerdy things. So it's like.
Well, I think it's great. All right, so we get some of this. We take 2 to 5 grams. 3 times a day in the morning.
I would honestly, I'm always very conservative about people
once,
starting
once
new stuff. I would say start once a day.
Okay.
And for people who are really, really sensitive to things, I have several patients that are, start with just a little bit. You know, start with 1 gram.
Okay.
And see if you notice anything at all.
Do you think this can improve people that have had heart issues? Can it improve their heart?
Yeah, some medical doctors talk about it actually helping with heart disease, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, syndrome X, heart failure, these kind of things. Because it's not just D-ribose, but some of the other things I'll talk about too. I mean, the combination of them can be really very beneficial for our heart.
Okay. All right. So let's move on. Let's go to the next.
Well, one of them is something we all take, I mean, at some level, is magnesium.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, magnesium is, most of us are deficient in it. But magnesium, especially when it's used for the heart, helps switch on the enzymes that make the energy. I mean, I there's a whole list of things that magnesium is good for.
Right. I know it helps sleep, too.
It helps sleep. Right. It relaxes the muscles.
Right.
You know, it helps lower blood pressure, you know, those kind of things.
Right.
But it also helps, on the cellular level, helps switch on those energy enzymes so your body can make more
How
ATP.
Much do you need?
Most people, well, you have to be careful. Magnesium can cause diarrhea if you take too much. 400
right.
milligrams is a good dose to start with.
Okay.
At night. And most people take it in their calcium supplements. You know, a lot of people take calcium, magnesium.
Yes.
You might need more than that, though. That's a starting point.
Is this the thing that goes under the tongue when people have heart failure? Or is that...
Well, that's nitroglycerin.
No,
that's a little different.
Say, no, Rochelle.
Just asking. I had to clarify.
They put magnesium in with some sleep aids.
Yeah.
You'll see magnesium
as
part of it.
It is. It's relaxing for muscles. Like Epsom salts is magnesium sulfate. People take baths in that all the time to relax their muscles and...
There's so many, you know, it's like lists of one or all of them that we keep talking about. We want to continue to talk with Dr. Leah about what we can take and help our heart. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out some more things. So get your pencil out. Get ready. This is Chat with Women. Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
And we're talking to Dr. Leah McNeil this morning, and we're talking about some natural remedies to heart health. And right before we went to break, we said, what was the one right before?
CoQ10. Magnesium.
D-ribose.
Right.
D-ribose.
D-dash.
I'm writing it down. I'm taking copious notes.
Yes, so am I.
Sounds like you guys are going back through like a biology class in high school.
That's very interesting.
Right?
I'm more attentive today than I was then, I have to tell you.
Oh.
Yeah.
So magnesium, what's the third thing that we should be taking?
Well, a lot of people have heard of CoQ10 or
right.
coenzyme Q10.
Right.
They abbreviate it CoQ10. That's kind of the spark of life. You know, it's used for a lot of things. It actually helps to recycle the metabolic energy.
It does.
So when all these are used together, like one helps to make it,
right.
one helps to kind of keep the enzymes going that
right.
make it, and this one helps to recycle it now we're talking on a cellular level. CoQ10
right.
has a lot of benefits. I've heard that it helps with gums, you know, like gum gingivitis. It helps decrease. It's an antioxidant.
CoQ10.
CoQ10 is an excellent antioxidant.
How much CoQ10 should I take?
100 to 200 milligrams a day.
Okay.
I take CoQ10 every morning, and there's this kind I got. I don't know the company even sells over the counter, but it's a chewable form. And it has this D-limonene, or it has a lime scent to it. But you chew it, and it really helps with the gums and the teeth, and it's actually helps with heartburn, which I don't have, but it just there's other things that it
can
be good
for. Did you say 100 to 200 grams a day?
100 to 200 milligrams.
Grams is way too much.
You know,
I have to watch her.
I only heard so much. My head was going someplace else, and but I got the 100
milligrams. Okay. Yeah, that's important.
But you do take D-ribose, 2 to 5 grams.
Right, right. Okay. There's different doses.
See,
that's important.
Here.
Don't
all
take
right.
2 to 5 grams of magnesium, because then you'll really be in trouble.
No, magnesium I have to be careful with. All right. And then the fourth one is?
L-carnitine. It's an amino acid. L-carnitine. C-A-R-N-A-T-I-N-E.
Okay.
N-I-T-I-N-E, sorry. So L-carnitine is used by bodybuilders. You know, it helps our muscles get big, or at least that's kind of the theory behind what a lot of bodybuilders use it for. Mm-hmm. But I use it to help increase the pumping action of the heart. Mm. And by when you do that, you get more oxygen to the muscles.
Oh.
So when you work out, you can work out longer because your muscles have more oxygen. So a lot of people look at the end product of what this does.
Right.
But I look at, like, where is it affecting first?
Okay.
And the L-carnitine also is... in the cellular level, it actually transports things to the cell to get the energy made.
Okay.
So, when you use all these together, they're kind of all helping each other.
Right.
Do
so,
stuff.
How much of that should we take?
Well, carnitine, did I even make a note? That one's a big range. It's like 250 to 750 milligrams a day. Always start with a lower dose.
Right.
And when adding...
How do you know if you don't feel any different?
Well, see, that's the thing. When you start taking these kind of things, you start one at a time.
Don't take all four at a time.
Well, I would, just because you don't know how you'll react to them.
Sure.
Start with one, do it for a couple days. Start another, do it for a couple days. Now, magnesium is something most of us have in our multi, so we don't necessarily. Uh-huh. But D-ribose is a new thing for some people.
Sure. Right.
Carnitine. I mean, all these are... newer. So
right.
Just start them one at a time for a few days, see how you react.
Now, when you say one at a time, let's say I start with the D-ribose. and then I 2 days later, I take the, but do I stop the D-ribose?
No, okay. D-ribose.
D-ribose.
And that, so when you take it in the morning before you work out.
Okay.
And see if you notice a difference with your workout.
Do you need to have it with food or without food? Most of these things.
I think that, the carnitine needs to be with food, ideally, or an hour before workout. I mean, there's kind of different ways to take it.
Right.
But I think, for the most part,
well, if you're putting
the ribose in water,
well, you're also taking it, you said, in a protein drink, so it is with food.
Right.
So it can go either way.
I think you can
saying.
Take it either way. Because some things, like magnesium, I usually say take around food, or some people take it on an empty stomach. Honestly, it depends on the patient, because I have some patients that have such sensitive stomachs they have to take everything with food.
Okay.
But D-ribose, you can dissolve it in water.
Right.
And just drink it down like a drink. That one, I would start with that one.
With the D-ribose.
Well, it sounds like that's the one we should start with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's helping the heart, but you know, really, it's helping the whole body.
Well,
it makes
ATP.
Exactly.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if we feel any difference.
Yes.
I really do want to try
it. Well, I want to ask something, Dr. Leah. Let's say, you know, our listeners know somebody or are afflicted with heart disease, and they're on medication for heart. What do you recommend for them?
Well, you have to be careful when someone's already on medicine, because is it heart failure? Is it congestive heart failure?
Right.
Is it
sure.
for high blood pressure? I mean, what is it for?
Sure.
And when starting a new supplement of any kind and someone's on heart disease, ideally they should check with their doctor already.
Good.
D-ribose and carnitine, I mean, a lot of these are very safe.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you just have to be careful. So a lot of people think, well, if a little's okay, more is better. Please don't do that with this kind of stuff. I would say D-ribose would probably be an okay thing, but let your doctor know.
Yes, I think that's
good
advice.
They might go, what's that? You know, but
would that be
there's
amazing?
Lots of information. There's cardiologists out there that are telling me about this.
Nope.
So this is something that I know has been used by cardiologists quite a bit. And it's hopefully they might know something about it.
Well, gee, I would think that to take a natural supplement, take natural supplements as opposed to those over-the-counter drugs when we really don't know what they're doing
internally
to our life?
If you look at the side effects of some of these drugs, most people don't want to know.
Right.
They don't, because the doctor's saying take this or you might die, so they don't want to know the side effects.
But you might die from the drug.
Can I ask you a question? I think this has really been up for discussion, that we should know our numbers. You know, we should know our blood pressure. We should know our triglycerides, our cholesterol. Now, used to be that if you had blood pressure of 120 over 80, that was fabulous. Now you're hearing 115 over 75. Now, is that the drug companies wanting you to lower? You know, that's what I'm thinking, what's the real number?
The standards are changing. I mean, it used to be a lot. 140 over 90 has been considered the borderline for high blood pressure.
Right.
If you go above 140 over 90, you have high blood pressure. If you're below that, you're fine.
Right.
That's been the level for a long time.
Okay.
So now they are lowering it. 130, 120. You know,
they are.
They. Right. The infamous they.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm asking. Who are they?
Are they
the drug companies that want to put you on those horrible drugs because you're considered that you have high blood pressure?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
If that's what's really happening, I'm not sure. But I know the FDA and drug companies are
intertwined. Okay.
And they did that with blood sugar recently. There was a huge shift in blood sugar. It used to be... hemoglobin A1C is a marker for your blood sugar over a couple-month period.
Right.
6 was the upper range. If you went above that, you started to develop problems. If you went above 7, you have diabetes. Now they've lowered it to 5.6.
Wow.
And if you go above 6.5, you have diabetes. So it's like, wait a minute, who's doing this?
Yes, we need
to prevent it.
Right.
We need to treat it before we get it. But that's what preventative medicine is all about. Don't wait until you get to 7 on hemoglobin A1C. Don't wait until you have 145 over 95. You know, get yourself treated long before then.
Right.
I think that whoever they is deciding, well, maybe if we lower the standards, people will start to do that.
But then they're on
drugs sooner.
Exactly. I know.
And instead of being on things like
natural.
This, which are good for the whole body.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Absolutely.
And that's where we need to start treating people on the cellular level.
Well,
the
that's why we love
level.
Having you join us, Dr. Leah, because this is all natural. This isn't a foreign drug that's over the, the pharmacist has to give us with a prescription. This is all natural. Granted, you do want your levels checked. We do need to know how much to take. And if you were confused, you can go back and hear this show. But if you really want to know, then you really just want to call Dr. Leah.
That's right.
You really want to just get in and see her, because this is all natural. All preventative.
Well, and you may not even have any heart issues, but let's start now.
It's for other things.
You know,
I mean,
why
chronic
not?
Fatigue, fibromyalgia, it's for other things. It does affect the heart.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this has been shown, D-ribo specifically and carnitine, a lot of these have been shown to help the whole body.
Whole body.
But the heart is a big part of getting all that energy out there.
That's what pumps the whole body.
Right.
Without the heart, you have nothing.
Well, I just think about the fact that you or I, neither one of us have had any heart issues. Knock on wood. Very healthy. Why would we not start something like this to prevent it? Because we're definitely at the age where we become higher risk.
Anti-aging.
On a cellular level, Botox level, on the cellular level.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That's not
that
anti-aging.
That was good,
Dr. Leah. So we want to recommend that you really do go to Dr. Leah's website, naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And, of course, you can go to chatwithwomen.com. This is important information we just received today.
Very.
And if you want to hear more about it, you really do need to give Dr. Leah a call.
Well, I think if you are feeling something or you know somebody who has some challenges, why wouldn't you go to the natural? I mean, why wouldn't you investigate this?
Why?
I mean, it's D-ribose, it's magnesium, it's CoQ10, and it's L-carnitine. I mean, this is like all there. I love this, Dr. Leah. I love this.
We have to go to the health food store, Rochelle, and buy
our
meds.
Every time
you come on, the health food store increases their stock.
I know.
Well, we want everybody to know that you can go and visit Dr. Leah on our website, or her website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. She's here in Bellevue, Washington. If you've got any questions, send her an email at info@chatwithwomen. We will forward it to her, and you can just pick up the phone and call her. That number is, Dr. Leah?
425-452-9366.
Thank you, Dr. Leah, joining us today. Our hearts are happy.
Good.
You're listening to Chat with Women. We'll be right back.